The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future.
All right, folks, we're back. White Rose in Colorado. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make a little comment on that young man and his smile.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of odd that nobody's mentioned it or even anybody said anything of that. Maybe he was just enjoying the drumming of the Indian guy. Maybe he had a smile on his face because he liked it. Nobody said nothing about that. Right away, they have to jump to crazy conclusions. Nuts.
You are in Colorado, right? Were you born in Colorado?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
I was born in Passaic, New Jersey.
I see.
Another thing I would say is I would never call the young man a kid because he might sue you for $250 million for calling him a baby goat. You know, we got to be careful what words we use. What are you going to do?
Sue for $250
anyway.
Sue for $250 million.
Yeah, for calling him a kid.
John, I
Let's
think we
call
should hit
young
this.
People, young people.
If this guy, this kid wins, this kid wins, we need to hit him up for a donation.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go. There you go. But don't call him a kid. Call him a young man, because that's what he is. He's a young man.
It's true.
I hate that word kid.
I agree with you.
It just irked me to no end, that word kid. You know, I hate it. I hate it.
Well, people my age look at somebody like that, and he's a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not a kid. He's a young man. He's
how old is he?
Man.
How
a
old
kid
is he?
Is a baby goat.
How old is he? How old is he?
The young man?
No, what was his age? 17, 18? 17, 18? Was he older than that? What was he?
Mike, look it up so we get this straight here. Yeah. I don't know what I would.
I got a I got a thing lately on words, you know, and the correct use of words, you know, because I've been looking stuff up in a dictionary. You know, I looked up the meaning of the word Trump. You know, the word Trump has three or four different meanings. One of the meanings is an exceptional person, exceptional individual. Another meaning is a devious acting in a devious way, a trickery, trickster. You know, another word I noticed that was pretty often used that's not true is Hebrew. You know, there is no such thing as the Hebrew language. If you look it up in the dictionary, the Random House Dictionary, on the inside flap, there's a whole tree of the languages coming down from ancient times, and one of the most recent languages to come into existence out of the Western Germanic language, is Yiddish. But there's no mention anywhere of Hebrew.
All right.
What do you say to that?
Nothing, because I'm moving on. Appreciate your call your opinion. I had to ask him where he's from.
Mm. Interesting.
Notice a little flavor there? I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a while since we heard from him.
Mm.
It's been a while. Man. Last time he called in was a court case against him, remember? It's been a while.
Okay. At any rate, you're right. Years ago, people would, instead of calling children, they call them kids, which a kid is a goat. Okay, mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept that correction. But, you know, he stood there smiling. I don't know. What else would you do? I mean, he didn't even look at that guy. He just looked straight past him or through him.
Yep.
We got an age on this young man. You're back at the same story. Uh-huh. You mean it's the clean version. Are you on Google? This is the sanitized version. Mm-hmm. At any rate. Calling him a kid, he might sue me for $250 million? No. I don't think so.
No.
Now, what began here, folks? You know, I mean, think about this. They don't understand human nature. They don't understand what tittles us or what makes us happy or what makes us feel that life is worth living. You know, it's certainly not what you're seeing them suggesting. You know, as I started at beginning of last hour, Steve, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to be caring, or you want to donate, you got to have the money in which to donate. That comes from your pocket, mm-hmm. not voting to take it out of everybody else's pockets.
Yep.
I mean, somebody ain't getting the message here.
No.
And it's only working, Steve, because of what? The lack of our form of government, why it's that way, why people have individual rights, why that was a thou shalt not list, not thou shalt can and will list, thou shalt not. I'm sorry? 16 years old.
Okay. Well, right. 16, 17.
I don't even know if it's not even a young man to me.
No, not yet.
A child. How's that?
It's not a man until he's 18 because he can be drafted and he's a man.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Now, what happened, folks? Now, we've had socialism in this country before, but to the degree that people looked the other way because it was for a greater good, it wasn't going to be permanent, and okay. All right. I'm still making a good living, so it's not really hurting me that much. We're not being crushed by debt. Most of the stuff that is being turned over to the government is not servicing the debt to the global bankster gangsters. You get the general idea. But they don't see it that way. And once this communism versus the host country, guess what dies? I don't think there's ever been a country that's recovered from it, Steve.
I don't think so either.
That's why it's got me all knotted up inside, because I can see the danger and it's spreading quickly. So we're down to a point where a 16-year-old young man, or whatever you want to call him, goes, gets a lawyer, and is going to sue CNN for $250 million. Now, is it going to make them change their policy, internal policy? I don't know that it will. I don't know that it won't, but I don't know if it will. But if we're down to the point, we've got to sue somebody because their journalistic style is different from anybody else's. I mean, what are we supposed to use for comparison here? As the white knights on the steed, you know, riding to the rescue. Fox News? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's the different side of the same dirty coin.
Yeah. John, let me give you an example of a socialism failure in the medical field. When I was working in Utah, and I saw this quite a bit, Canada, of course, is socialized medicine, we had patients that could not be seen for months to go to the cath lab. They had some occlusions. They needed an angiogram, probably a stent placed, maybe even bypass surgery. And they knew they wouldn't be seen in time, that they didn't have that kind of time to wait 3 months to get into a cath lab to get the diagnosis and get the treatment. So what they would do, they'd take a little vacation to Utah, present themselves to an ICU saying, I got some chest pain. We take them to the cath lab. We see that, oh, you got blockages. Go right to surgery. Take care of it. And Canada would pay for it, but they got seen because of socialism, that if they had to wait for the 3 months to be seen, they would have died. They probably would have died. So they ended up in the United States, into an ER at one of the United States hospitals. And this is a failure in socialism, I can tell you right now, for medicine. And this happens an awful lot.
And once the medical expenses producing health care, whether it's private or public, whatever, the fix is in. People are screaming, I can't afford medical insurance. Well, why? Mm-hmm. You know, they never asked the question as to why. Now they just want it for free.
Right.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it. Well, the ruling class has backed the middle class into a corner. Shoving them into poverty, vanquishing their dreams, amounts to an unprecedented and dangerous experiment. Aristocratic arrogance, condescension, I should say, not satiation, exclusively, and isolation add to the combustibility. Yet they remain steadfastly oblivious to the rising anger and the risk. They don't even recognize the danger of billing the governments they control or the global one they want to create as a solution to all problems. Who's going to get the blame when things fall apart? Now, the potentates may find your nuclear arsenals and well-armed militaries and police forces comforting. However, their experiment confronts unanswered questions. What if a substantial portion of the population is taken to the streets and far outnumbers the Praetorian Guard? What if the Praetorian Guard and the sediment is with the protesters and the insurrectionists? Are the rulers really prepared to use tanks, heavy artillery, bombs, and even nuclear weapons on their own population? Will the people charged with pressing those buttons actually press them? For America's ruling class, failing policies, looming insolvency, rising awareness via the alternative media, we will take a bow, thank you. Their own hypocrisy and corruption, political polarization, and well-armed populace are a stairway to hell. But what happens when the disaffected, many who have nothing to lose, try to reclaim their lives and liberty and upend the political order that has roadblocked their pursuit of happiness? Disaffection is a battalion, righteous moral certainty, an army. The latter has moved the world and will do so again. Victor Hugo said that nothing is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. Well, here's an idea so powerful yet so simple, it fits on a bumper sticker. Fight for your life. It's megatons of TNT. The fuse has run, and the explosions have started. There's no way to predict or control the consequences. The only certainty is that anyone who thinks they can do so will be proven disastrously wrong. Now, I agree with that. It's one of the better assessments that I've heard or read. But here we are with pretty much half of the country. Yeah, they think socialism's okay. Steve, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we are. We certainly are. We certainly are. I don't know. John, education is a big key to this. Is educating people. And of course, you know, look back on what you learned in school, John. I mean, we're a little bit different age, but I mean, how much have we learned? We were taught in school. We learn now is it was just a lie. Much of our history is a lie.
Yeah, but they didn't preclude prayer in a school, which is the moral compass for a society. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Ask a liberal where they get their moral compass from. Do you think they'd be able to answer you?
That's a really good question.
Well, it's the same question. If they're unable to ask that one, okay, I'll ask another question. How can you take an office in politics in the United States of America when you're a communist or a socialist?
Right.
You can't fulfill the obligation. You're swearing to do it, but you're not going to.
Right.
Shouldn't there be some kind of punitive damage? Maybe a $250 million lawsuit against Ocasio-Cortez? Do we have to sue now? I mean, Steve, I know you know where I'm going with this. I don't like the flavor of any of this.
No, I don't either. I'll tell you that I think she's a one-termer, and I think her own party is trying to get rid of her because she's actually hurting the party quite a bit. I can't see her to be reelected. I think they're working behind the scenes because she's quite an embarrassment. She really is quite the embarrassment. I'd be surprised. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she will get reelected again. But I think every time she seems to open her mouth, she seems to shoot herself in the foot here. And I think she's a one-termer.
I think it's an exercise more in moving that grandfather clock a little bit more to the left down the hallway, as I've described on air many times. Mm-hmm. Cleon Skousen said that look, yeah, the pendulum of politics in this country does swing. But he warned that the very center of this will keep moving to the left. Now, what is this an exercise in? Is this a grand plan for the Democrats to make people believe that this was not what they were about? No socialism before its time? Well, I look at many of these politicians, and socialism is the name of the game, but they don't openly speak about it in those words. Now that somebody has, like Bernie Sanders and Cortez, well, now they want to distance themselves from it? Where was Dianne Feinstein? How many years ago? It had to have been over 20, 25 years ago, saying that, you know, when we tax people at 80 or 85%, you know, maybe it won't be that high. Well, guess what? People in New Jersey and Massachusetts and New York right now, between their local, state, and federal taxes, are giving up 60% of their dollar, 60 cents out of every dollar that they earn. Boom, gone. You're left with 40% left. Yep. It was your brain. It was your energy. It was you that was creating that wealth for yourself. I am thoroughly amazed.
Yeah. Well, John, New York just shot itself in the foot. You know, Amazon is leaving. They're not going to build a big plant there anymore. So that's some serious money there they could have had, and they blew it because of their taxes. There you go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. A lot of money they just lost.
Well, we've all been, based on this system of money that we have, we're all losers.
Yeah.
We literally are all losers. And why? In over 100 years, we have not had statesmen that were able to take office to have a big enough bully pulpit or a big enough megaphone to tell people, look, this is what's going on here. This is the evils of this. You know, I mean, in the environment today in this country, you might as well come out and say, well, I hate Jews. Well, you're anti-Semitic. Okay, well, don't I have the right to be?
Yeah.
Don't I have the First Amendment to speak about how I feel or don't feel about something? No, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's going as far now, and I can see this creeping in. Did you hear about the doctor that they want a life sentence for? This guy was a doctor, forgive me, I think it was Arkansas. But he was one of these doctors that, well, you didn't necessarily have to even show up to get a prescription. What he was doing, he wrote over prescriptions over a year. He peddled out over 1 million OxyContin tablets.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah. But evidently, somebody OD'd that he sold a prescription to. Now they want to give the guy life in prison. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
No, not at all.
I don't either. But I'm seeing the more conservative voices. Well, yeah, hang him. I don't like the flavor of this crime and punishment because the wrong crimes are being pointed out. The right. Destruction of this culture and the society is not being pointed out. And the reasons for. So now, I mean, what are the conservatives going to come up with next? Well, let's just save the state money. We know we're in trouble, so let's just behead them. You know, public opinion's against them. Let's just do away with the expense and just get rid of this. This will send a signal to other people that want to do it. Wow. I guess you can have better ideas in a true democracy, can't you? Not based on the rule of law or due process or even sanity. Now, I'm very sorry to hear that this doctor prescribed OxyContin and somebody OD'd off of it. But to take that guy, taking his medical license, putting his butt in jail for a few years, but a life sentence?
Right.
Man. Everybody's asking for justice, but everybody seems to forget what justice is.
Yeah. And they want a pound of flesh.
Yeah.
And more.
And they'll borrow it from somebody else if they have to. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll entertain your phone calls in the next half hour.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to be. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder.
800-313-9443. Newsweek ran a very interesting story. Are we witnessing we've gone too far? We might have to step back a few paces? This is what they write. The interview was nearly over on Fox News Channel last Wednesday evening. Sean Hannity was coming to an end of a segment with Indiana Congressman Mike Pence. Oh, I guess this is an older story. The chair of the House Republican Conference and voracious foe of President Obama's nearly $1 trillion stimulus bill. How, Pence had asked rhetorically, was $50 million for a national endowment for the arts going to put people back to work in Indiana? How would $20 million for fish passage barriers, a provision to pay and removal of barriers in rivers and streams so that fish could migrate freely, help create jobs? Hannity could not have agreed more. It is the European Socialist Act of 2009, the host said, signing off. We're counting on you to stop it. Thank you, Congressman. Well, there it was, just before the commercial, the S word, a favorite among conservatives since John McCain began using it during his presidential campaign. But it seems strangely beside the point. The U.S. government is already under a conservative Republican administration, effectively nationalize the banking and mortgage industries. That seems a stronger sign of socialism than $50 million for art, whether we want to admit it or not, and many, especially Congressman Pence and Hannity, do not. The America of 2009 is moving toward a modern European state. Now, that was 10 years ago, folks. 10 years. Where do you think we're at today? The younger out there are dumber. The elders that, well, some of them were hippies of the 60s. You know, we're talking 60, 70 years ago. You know, where were their heads at? Peace, love, and dope. Hey, man, you got a joint? Hey, let's have free love. Dan in Washington, you're up next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think we're moving probably to a communist revolution, just because the Democrat and Republicans, you know, we have this two-party system, and these issues are too complicated for that. So, you know, the Republicans want to cry socialism, but, you know, when you spend like $700 billion on defense, they don't say that's socialism. You know, it's just, it's kind of a catchy term, what is. I mean, just because you have a national health care system doesn't mean you're necessarily socialist. So,
sure, it does.
Just extreme.
Sure, it does. How do you figure not? You give away free care, it's socialism. Socialized medicine is free care. Somebody's got to pay for that. How do you figure that's not socialism?
Well, do you consider Canada socialist?
Yeah. Yes, I sure do. I just told you missed the story how they're flooding into my country here, coming into my hospital, getting care because they can't be seen. Yes, it's socialism. It's just not working.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
man. That's
what
true.
About public? I mean,
what about public?
I don't think that's necessarily an evil, though. I mean, a little socialism isn't totally evil. I mean, you should.
Well, no. It doesn't give any accountability. It doesn't give you an accountability. There's no accountability. Where's the accountability in healthcare? You ruin your health, and then you run to the hospital and want somebody else to pay for it. Do you think that's fair?
Well, yeah, but you could also say, is it fair to tax me to pay for wars overseas? But
it's not fair that either. That's not fair either. But I'm talking about if somebody ruins their health and wants you to pay for their care, their long-term care, do you think that's fair to you? Where's the accountability? Where's the accountability? Where's the accountability?
Well, you're making it, they're not always at fault. You're making it seem like they're always at fault. Well, what if some
if a guy smokes cigarettes for 25 years, so he's been smoking since 13 years old, and he comes in, he's got COPD, he's got coronary disease, he's obese, and now he needs all this care. Do you think that's fair for you and I to pay for all that?
Because of his bad choices?
I would. You know, if we're going to pay for something, I would rather pay for that than a lot of this other crap we're paying for.
Oh, you know? So we're just down to your brand of socialism.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think if you have a health care system, they actually pay a smaller percent of their GDP towards health care.
You
actually
think so, huh? People. Oh, that's why they have to put up that we won't treat this or that past a certain age. This isn't the choice of the individual as to what they're going to determine, what kind of health care they're going to get. It's now left up to a bureaucratic panel as to what they'll treat and what they won't.
Right.
And that is flat out wrong.
I'm, you know, there's pros and cons, but I guess my point is the Republican Party with the globalism, with, you know, we talk a lot about the New World Order. You know, if you have global corporations with no loyalty to any country, they are about screwing the average worker, and people are getting tired about it, you know. So,
all right, Dan, on another day, you've got to call back in. We got to have this conversation again because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to tell you how many different ways you're wrong on this one. All right, thanks for your call. Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
I know why I picked that story from the business section from Newsweek, dated damn near almost 10 years to the day, because back then you could still read a news story like that in Newsweek.
Yep.
Not anymore. Yep. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Ruining one's health is as easy as eating from the major food groups.
Yep.
You know, KFC, Mickey D's, Taco Bell, south of the border, yada, yada. Yeah, I wonder who owns all of them.
Well, and yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I came upon Lorraine Day speaking on the Noahide Code laws that were enacted 20 March of '91. In honor and commemoration of the magnanimous, celebrated, esteemed Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the presumed Messiah, who, by the way, according to various prominent Shabbat Lubavitch Sanhedrin rabbis in Israel, he's been resurrected as of 2 years ago. And since his resurrection, it reportedly he's been raising people from the dead, yada, yada, over there in Israel land.
Who are you talking about?
Okay. Education Day.
I know who Lorraine Day is, but you're talking you're talking about somebody resurrecting the day, a dead in Israel. Who are you talking about?
Menachem Mendel Schmierson, who was the most highly esteemed, I guess they call it Rebbe, the Grand Rabbi.
Okay.
There have been several throughout the last, I don't know, 1,000 years where they somehow, some way, they become the earthly Messiah for the Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar voodoo folks who believe that they're God's chosen people and they need a Messiah to wipe out all their enemies, the donkey goy Gentile populace, which is why they have introduced 5G wireless, all this microwave crap. But the reason I bring up Lorraine Day is because she is the only one. I've seen probably eight or ten presentations on 5G wireless, okay? And she's the only one who connects it to these prominent Jewish scientists who are intimately connected with Shabbat Lubavitch, just like the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion and the Fraud and Death Agency, yada, yada. They're all intimately connected, like New York Times. They're all Shabbat, Lubavitch, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar operatives, all of them, everywhere. NPR, 2 years ago, I couldn't believe my ears when I heard them essentially corroborate that on their morning broadcast, and they're laughing about it.
Yeah. You know what I find fascinating here, Fred, is we're seeing Democrats and we're seeing Republicans and we're seeing everybody. These people that are questioning, you know, the foreign policy as far as the United States and Israel is concerned. We had to step on this pretty quick because, now the floodgates have opened. What have the Israelis been doing to the Palestinians? Well, genocide. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that your cash cow and your claim since World War II? Where 6 million Jews died in the concentration camps and Soviet leapt. They were making human lampshades out of them. And yeah. And let's not forget about Ayn Rand hiding in that house, writing her memoirs with a ballpoint pen that didn't exist. You know, we have this carefully crafted and creative lie for the perception of people. And unfortunately, it took some Arab-backed woman up in... But she's correct. All you're hearing now about Israel, well, it's our only real ally in the Middle East. No, they're not. Why do we need Israel for any reason? The only reason we're there is to give them the greater Israel project. We're there to... It's not happened yet, and I'm sure the Israelis are really miffed about that. Because, folks, remember the timeline here. We were supposed to crush seven nations over there, do regime change, or blackmail them or threaten them into submission. It hasn't worked out. Now they want Syria. Now the crap's starting about Syria again. Oh, well, of course, we got to get Iran, too. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but wait a minute. They don't have any nuclear weapons. Well, wait a minute. Let's go a little bit further back in his foreign policy thing where they weren't... Saddam Hussein wasn't a threat to the United States. They don't want to talk about any of this. This is why they're trying to tramp on it so hard. Because there's not a rise of anti-Semitism around the world. There's a rise of recognition going on around the world. And even their own intelligence agency, by way of deception, by way of lies. This is how and what their government is and how it functions. And it's worked marvelously for him for 70 plus years. The guilt, when you really look at the definition of racism, this fits Israel to a T. God's chosen people. Everybody else is below that. Everybody else is substandard. What would happen if I got into a public forum and I looked at a black man and go, you know what, you're substandard. What do you think would happen to me? But yet we have the biggest supremacist on the face of the earth running everything that we know, we see, and we hear. They're scared to death. For these whacked out liberals, I at least thank you for bringing that up, because they blinked. Betty in New Jersey. Hello, Betty.
You know, our problem also is double citizenship, and that lady was right. I mean, we've got so many up there and have been up there for years running this country.
The dual citizenship?
I mean, that's who's running it, right?
Remember the Wolfowitzes and the Richard Pearls? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And they are, going in all our classes everywhere. I mean, the Holocaust. Oh, yeah, they're going in all our schools and everything and teaching that. That's a required subject.
Yep.
And the colleges and everywhere. I mean, they are going full blown. But I did want to mention to you, but we need to bring up term limits, too. That's another thing, right? Whoever said they should be in there forever?
Well, whoever said that the senators should be elected by a popular vote?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they're bringing up now.
Mm.
I mean, they're bringing it up for the president, I guess. They're wanting popular vote. So I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, it is a popular vote for senators. That's what the 17th Amendment was all about.
Oh, okay. I really don't know that much about it.
Yeah.
I tell you, I really don't like the vote. I voted, I think the last one I voted for was George Bush. And what a, what is it? In the casket, skull and bones. He was a Christian, if you remember, but he wasn't. He went around, you know, to all the preachers.
Here again, the perception to the Christian coalitions out there that have wrapped themselves around Republicans as if the Republicans can do no sin. You know, if you're a religious Republican, well, then you're a Christian and you can do no wrong. Excuse me?
They brought the Judeo in the churches, and that should have never been. That is a lie to begin with. And the people fall for it, and they support them. They, you know, send all their money over there, and they're the chosen. No, they are not. So anyway, the main thing I wanted to tell you is about I didn't get to hear your whole program about the motor division of vehicles. If you go to get your license now, you're going to have a vaccine. It's mandatory. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not? Okay.
No.
I need to tell you. Very serious. This is, you will not be able to buy or sell. You will not be able to work in a job unless you are. You won't be able to get a license to begin with. But I did call and talk to the center. I didn't get to talk to them because they're not answering the phone. But I really think if we got enough people to call, just try to bombard them telephones, that they would have to change. Now, I did call in on Chris's show, it was the day before, and let him know and ask him if I could put that number out there, because it's the senators now. I believe it's been passed by the House, I believe. I still don't have the number on it. My niece, I don't have a computer and all that to get, you know, and when they're telling you, can't always say, you know, those Skypes are bad. You're listening to sometimes on Global Star. I love mine. It's the best thing I ever had. I got rid of my TV and I used it all the time. So I wouldn't have got to hear you if I hadn't got it, see, because you can't get you on the shortwave.
Okay, we've covered a lot of topics here, buddy. I will look into that. And what I'm seeing here is, you know, the driver's license for your converted right of travel that is now granted to you by a contract that the state allows you to participate in. It's a contract, and they've got the rules there. But what are they doing with this? The major problem, and I see with this is kind of an unfunded mandate on the vaccination deal, but you and I know better as to why we're not taking those vaccines. But even said that now for a driver license, you've got to have your vaccine records. Well, what else is next? Well, if you owe the IRS any money, we can't give you a driver's license. Or if you are late on your property taxes, or if your credit score isn't good enough, or for whatever reason they want to throw on there. The reason I didn't vote for George Bush, last time I voted for president was Jimmy Carter. That's when I was pretty young, pretty dumb. And I don't want to get into that benefit category, because once you sign up with a corporation, they recognize you as being a little counterpart thereof, and they can mandate and dictate and do whatever they want, or at least they think that they can, under the terms of that little contract. I mean, I could ramble on for the next 20 minutes, but you get the idea. You know, I mean, really? Steve, where's all these diseases coming from that we didn't have before?
Well, yeah. I think they're coming from Plum Island myself. There's a little weapons, bioweapons laboratory there outside of New York in the harbor there. It's protected pretty heavily. It's called Plum Island. Lab 257. Read the book sometime. It's pretty stuff.
Well, but I'm not talking about exotic long-range plans to infect people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about letting diseased people into this country.
Yeah, south of the border.
There you go.
A good portion of it, yeah.
Skip in California. Hello, Skip.
Hello, John.
All right.
Thanks again for letting me call in. I wasn't going to call in, but I heard that call on, is Canada a socialist country? You still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'll get to that. But first, I wanted to clear up. The other day, I called in on 1928 Army manual talking on democracy. And a gentleman called in, he was a 19-year listener, and he was concerned that nobody brought up the 17th Amendment. And I want him to know that in our Constitution class out in California, we talk about that 17th Amendment, and that's top of the list. So there's people out there that are fully aware what happened in 1913 with that 17th Amendment. And what I want to say to the gentleman about Canada not being a socialist, you ought to check out Hayek, Road to Serfdom. And if I can make a little quote here, this comes out of the book Compact Classics. Hayek argued that a population never consciously chooses socialism, but is led into it through a program of governmental propagandizing. And this is from Friedrich Hayek, who's a former Fabian socialist. I guess he changed his mind. Somewhere along the line, he wrote the book Road to Serfdom, which I know Chris Hinckley brings up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Rousseau, back in, he died in 1778, and I think a lot of his thoughts went into our Constitution, our social contract. And he looked at different forms of government, including democracies, monarchies, aristocracies, slavery. And he, what he called out on democracy was he said there never has been a real democracy, and there never will be. It is against the natural order for the many to govern and the few to be governed. It is unimaginable that the people should remain continually assembled to devote their time to public affairs. And it is clear that they cannot set up commissions for that purpose, without the form of administration being changed. So he wasn't a big fan of democracy either.
Yeah. Then. Well, and you know, the founders, you know, I'll have to put a compilation together as to when they were considering what form of government. But they all knew what democracies were about, and they were all against it.
Right.
But some people said of George Washington, well, you know, you should be king. And he said, wait a minute, what did we just do here? You know, we threw off the kingship. We threw off the relationship between the monarch and the serfs.
Right. We just went to, you know, we just had a revolution from a king, King George.
That's right.
But what's interesting is one of my our class's favorite founding women, founding mothers, you could say, was Mrs. Powell, who, when Ben Franklin walked out of the Philadelphia Hall,
right,
and he'd come up with the Constitution.
What form of government have you given us, Mr. Franklin? A republic, if you can keep it, madam.
Right.
If you can keep it, madam.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a jewel that they want to steal. They want to covet it for themselves and deny those. Yeah. What?
I'm sorry. That you is us. That if you can keep it, that applies to us.
That's right.
You know, we're not doing a very good job of keeping it.
Well, we haven't throughout the years. We've always been tempted. We've always had that carrot dangled in front of our face. We've had national emergencies, economic emergencies. Well, we've got to do this because of that.
Right.
Well, we wouldn't have had a depression if we would have had a solid currency. An honest currency.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, Skip, I can't talk about a whole lot because I got loaded phones.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you being in class, you would have went from topic to topic. Good, but we're kind of scrunched on time. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. To your last caller, it was gone before most of us were born.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a matter of us not keeping the republic. It's we haven't made the terms to get it back yet.
Well, Correct. But we have watched each successive, our daddy and mummy and their daddy and mummy and their daddies and mummies, didn't do an exceptional job of guarding this republic jealously. They just didn't do it. They got a little distracted along the way. Yeah.
Let me add to that real quick, John, is that another deficit in education is that kids don't even know what the definition of a democracy is. It is majority rule. It is actually mob rule. And that's why we don't have one. That's why we have elected officials, representatives who voice their, you know, through us, voice a vote. But they don't even know the definition of democracy. They have no clue that it actually means majority rule, mob rule. And hopefully we will never see the Electoral College overturned, because then we would have a true democracy. We really would.
Well, and here is ample evidence of how far this country has slid. That our infamous talking heads that deliver the snooze to us on any given day, they're all convinced, and even the politicians keep telling you that this is the world's greatest democracy.
Right.
I smelled this out years ago. People were hesitant to use it because they didn't feel the force of their communist or socialist underlings. They didn't have the power that they seem to think that they have now. All right. Mike, thanks.
Well, real quick, that's exactly why I called. When I got home late from work and I heard a guy say a little medical socialism is fine.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And your head almost blew off, and so did mine.
Yeah.
Until people really can do the research to learn that FDR and Lincoln were their first troublemakers, until they understand that, then they're never going to see it.
Well, and you know, to each his own, and how he molds his perception to fit his comfort zone. Because it's hard going against all this. It's hard of laying out the rules and the regulations, the way things were and should be versus how they are now.
And back to Steve's accountability.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Gary in Arkansas. Mike. Gary, your phone was disconnected for a while.
Oh, that's true. I got a new telephone number because the telephone marketers were calling me 6 and 7 and 8 times a day from 8 till 6 in the evening. And
I bet you that made you a happy man. Anymore. I bet you that made you a very happy man.
Yeah. What they did, this might help your listeners. What they did, the telephone company put an 800 and 900 call block on my line. And they're all using 800 and 900 numbers, so that just cut them off at the knees.
Well, it won't stop the telemarketers that are using the local area codes to patch those toll-free numbers through. It's not going to stop those. I get more of those than I get the 800s or the 900s anymore.
Yeah. I noticed listening on the air that the number of advertisements for visiting monthly contributors like I do has gone up considerably.
And it's been simply, Gary, the reason why that is, it's replacing the other commercials that we don't have. We
okay,
are still.
Well, that makes me happy because I'm a little man, don't have any money, but I got $1 a day for RBN, and quite frankly, with the number of listeners you've got, if everybody would follow suit to what this little old man is doing, your funding problem should be over. And so,
in a perfect world, Gary, you're right. But I've said this before, and we've gone over this repeatedly. You know, people will think, oh, well, that's a good idea. People will go ahead and do that. I don't have to worry about it. They're not taking the personal responsibility for the hours and hours of listening they do at the network. We're not really a commercial network anymore in the sense that there are no commercials to be running. The ad revenue has dropped through the floor, and it has been there for over 10 years. You know,
one thing I might give you some constructive criticism, which I think is quite important.
Well, make it quick because we're running out of time, Gary.
Is that you do the credit card automatic deduction per month because people are so damn busy anymore they don't have time to do it up, make the phone call on their own.
Right. Well,
they're too damn lazy, one of the two.
Well, no, and that's why we have the website set up, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate and go to that PayPal. You can Gary. Gary, let me get this in there as a reminder to the listeners, please. We have this on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, our PayPal site. You click on donate. You can donate monthly. That'll be done automatically until you cancel it. Or if you've got a need, you feel that our needs aren't being met, which they aren't right now, I'm about halfway down in bills still from last month. So if you want to give a good donation, please do. But you're right, Gary. If everybody listening to this network did $1 a day, that would be great, but they're not. That's why we have people giving $100 or $200 or $300 a month to this network to make up for those that are not or cannot.
I can't do $100.
No, you've done $30 for how many years, Gary? You've done $30 a month for how many years?
Well, it's worth it to me, because if we lose RBN, we're going to lose the country.
Well, I'll tell you what, the
if
core...
If your country's not worth $30 a month, you might as well just pack your bags and move right now.
Well, Gary, the guy that's still sitting at the captain's chair of this network has the experience of forming armies, militias, whatever's necessary. We got a good, strong grasp on what a constitutional republic is, and we got a pretty good idea of who the enemy is and why they are the enemy. You know, a lot of people say, you guys never talk about solutions. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Gary, thank you for your... Gary, I have to go. I am flat out of time. I'm glad to hear from you again. I'm glad you're still there. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, listeners, for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.